The success of such books as Harry Potter, The Hunger Games, Vampire Diaries, and others demonstrate the power and popularity of young adult fiction over the past 15 years. What's the appeal of these books, and what is young adult fiction? Joining us now to answer some of these questions and more is Jasmine Rockwell, Children's and Youth Services Coordinator at the South Dakota State Library in Pierre. Jasmine, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Also with us in the studio here is Maddie Myler, a Vermilion 14-year-old who reviews young adult fiction on her blog, Maddie TV. Maddie, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, Jasmine, I'd like to begin our conversation by defining young adult fiction. Is there a simple definition?
No, there's really not. Young adults go from the beginning of middle school, sometimes the very end of elementary. We have teens, we have tweens, we've got young adult. They're all kind of interchangeable in their wording, and you'll hear teachers and authors and librarians all use those same terms. And it's just typically books that have teenagers as their main characters, and they are often marketed specifically to a teenage crowd. But even with teenage literature or YA literature, we've got characters that go all the way up into the beginning of the college age years.
Well, Maddie, for you, how do you define young adult fiction?
I would say it pretty much the exact same thing. It's mostly the age of the main character. I would say between the ages of 13 to probably 19. If the main character is in that age range, then the book is typically considered YA fiction.
Are there certain things, Maddie, that you're looking for in a book in the young adult fiction category?
Not necessarily. Lots of times they typically have a strong romantic relationship in them as well, and lots of drama and action, I would say, in almost every, I think contemporary or romance is usually the exception for that, but usually YA has those three things in it.
Well, Jasmine, has young adult fiction changed over the past couple of decades or so? It seems like things used to be more like the Babysitter's Club or the Sweet Valley High books.
Absolutely. Over the past couple decades, when I really started reading a lot of young adult fiction was back in 2003, 2005 when I was in graduate school, and the proliferation of the types of young adult literature that is available has absolutely exploded. There's probably lots of theories as to why. I think the most simple thing is that there are just more people who are writing young adult literature, and people have seen a need. I think people in their 20s and their 30s have seen a need from when they were reading books to have books available that were just like what they were going through in junior high and high school. And I think that's why we see so much more young adult fiction. It's taking over bookstores and it's taking over library shelves because it's so much fun to read. And even people who are in their 30s and 40s can still remember what it was like to be a teenager, and it makes it that much more enjoyable.
Are the stories more interesting, more of a variety?
Oh, I would definitely think so. What do you think, Maddie? I mean,
are they more interesting? Or?
I would say so. As I said before, they're definitely a lot more dramatic and action-packed. I think it's kind of just developed with what the YA audience wants at the time.
Now, for you, Maddie, you mentioned when we were talking before we went on the air that like generations of young readers, you were reading the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, and I'm wondering if how those compare to the young adult fiction, the contemporary things that are coming out now that you're reading.
I would say that there are definitely similarities. I would say with like the Little House on the Prairie, those are like, you know, the classics that everybody reads at one point. And I think reading those books when you're younger kind of helps you develop your taste. Whatever you read when you're younger kind of decides what you'll like when you're older. It's a process, I would say, with me at least. I would say they are very comparable. in the fact that they definitely do have the action and the drama that you typically see nowadays. And it was kind of much more rare to have books back in the time when, like, Little House on the Prairie was usually, they didn't usually have such dramatic books, I would say. Those were kind of, that was a very rare thing to find.
Jasmine?
I would say Maddie's right on. When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, I don't remember having a lot of YA to pick from that wasn't what we call realistic fiction, that wasn't just this is how your typical teenage life is. I mean, we've got all kinds of these different genres now that you have in a lot of adult fiction, but they're written specifically for teens and with teen lead characters. Like, we've got our dystopias, those post-apocalyptic or alternate world stories, or steampunks, and you mentioned, you know, the vampire books and stuff like that. Those were available for grown-ups for years, but not for teenagers. We had Little House books like that were about life as it is or was in the past. And I mean, I know I wore my paperback copies of the Little House books out so much that when I graduated from high school, some family members bought me a new hardback set. And my mom, who's a librarian, tried to cover them in plastic for me before I stopped her. But yeah, absolutely.
So Jasmine, there's a wide variety of young adult fiction. You can't really say there's one genre, just the romance, the vampires, or the fantasy fiction.
Oh, well, there's stuff that's really popular. And like Maddie said, it's kind of what teens are asking for. They have genre trends. Vampires are kind of on their way out, along with wizards and stuff, but some of those ones I just mentioned, the dystopias, the steampunk, those are kind of coming up, and oddly enough, mermaid books are starting to take a little bit center stage books for the younger YA age right now.
Maddie, you're nodding your head with the mermaid books.
Yeah, they definitely are very popular right now. There's been quite a few that have come out in the past few years for the mermaid books, as well as the dystopian. I think with the Hunger Games, dystopian literature has really exploded in the YA.
Well, I'm curious about the whole mermaid. I wasn't aware of this. What happens in these mermaid books?
Well, it's kind of just started, I would say, last year. There have been quite a few, and they're not like the Little Mermaid. They're typically very different. One that I have read is actually about mermaids that murder people. They're cannibal mermaids, and I picked it up thinking, why on earth would anybody be interested in that? And it was actually a really interesting take on mermaids, which I enjoyed it. It's kind of one of those things you don't think of mermaids as something that there's different varieties of, but there are quite a few very good mermaid novels out there right now.
Wow. Well, Jasmine Rockwell, I was reading at least one commentator, this was I think in the New York Times, saying that that part of the reason for the popularity of young adult fiction with adults in this case is that a lot of the most creative, interesting stories are the ones being written for young adult audiences. Do you think that's the case?
Absolutely. There's a blog that I follow. It's called Forever Young Adult, and it's a group of grown-up people who love YA fiction, and they do book reviews and all that stuff. And there's so much about being a teenager, and like Maddie said, those action stories, and almost all really, really, really popular YA fiction has some sort of massive conflict in it, like The Hunger Games. There's always something very challenging for the main character or characters to overcome, and it's always fascinating to watch a character go through those decisions, especially as a teenager, and it's, I think, so much more interesting as a grown-up to look at that, to think, wow, this is someone so young being forced into making these decisions. Could I have done that? And I don't think we get that quite with a lot of adult fiction, just because, yeah, they're a grown-up. They've probably been through several situations that have led them to this point where they could easily make this decision, even if it seems like it would be a life-altering one.
Well, Maddie, what is your relationship with the characters in these books? Do you relate to them as peers?
I would say the best YA fiction is the ones that you can relate with the main character. That's always something that I really look for when I'm reading a book. Because if you can't relate to the character, then you don't sympathize with the character. You don't get involved into the story. So I would say most of the books that I have liked that are YA fiction have had very relatable characters that you just really get involved with. You get involved in the story and you see it as if you are the main character. That's a very important thing to have in a novel.
Do you ever come across books in which the characters seem obviously that this was written by someone who doesn't understand what's going through a teenager's mind or understand a teenager's life?
I have had some in the past. I don't remember particularly which ones, but I have had some where I read it and it didn't make any sense to me personally. And I just didn't get into it. There's been several like that I just haven't been able to finish because I haven't gotten involved with the story.
So first of all, you have to get involved with the story before you'll finish it?
For me, at least. Mm-hmm. It usually happens, I would say, within the first few chapters. You get intrigued and very captivated with the story, and that's what propels you to continue. I would say that's a very important aspect of a book, is to get involved with the plot.
Well, Jasmine Rockwell, I'm wondering about young adults who are reading these books. If this is happening at the expense of serious classics, think of the things that we read or what I read in high school. I mean, should they be reading the things like The Brothers Karamazov, or is this more of a better way to start a lifelong reading habit?
I think reading whatever interests you the most is the best way to start a lifelong reading habit. I know, I mean, I was an English major in college and I had to read all those classics, and there have been ones that I could not stand when I was in high school. I mean, it was about to the point where you were going to have to put a gun to my head to make me finish that book. And it was just, like Maddie said, there's no way to be able to relate to some of those characters as a teenager. And that is so key to the success of any book, be it for young adults or kids or whatever. And so I think there's a time and a place for a lot of those books. It takes a really passionate teenager to read outside their age zone passionately and comfortably. I know Wuthering Heights is kind of my classic. I hated it and now I love it. Book. I read it in high school, and I mean, it's not that big of a book. It really isn't. And I couldn't, it was everything I had to do to finish it. I know I stayed up late because I had to, like, I couldn't let myself not finish it in good conscience for the assignment. But I hated it. And then I had to read it again in college, and I was in a completely different place as a person growing and learning and maturing. And I loved it in college, and I thought, how in the world did I hate this book? And it wasn't until years later that it hit me why. I wasn't ready to read it. So those classics absolutely have a place in today's society still. I think you have to be at the right place to be able to sit down and read and enjoy them, though.
Maddie, do you read or have read for school some of the more serious classics, maybe the adult classics, I guess we can call them?
Well, actually, my favorite book is J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan. I'm a classic person. The Jane Austen, the Charles Dickens, those are the kind of books that I am willing to read at any point, whereas with YA, it's kind of a hit and miss sometimes because, you know, lots of times these are people that have their debut authors. When I read them, I try to pick debut authors, so lots of times it's their first attempt at writing YA, and it's a lot more difficult to find one where you get involved. And so I would say I typically read classics. That's what I like, because I've been introduced to them at a young age. I used to read Jane Austen all the time. So that's what I think that's what got me started into reading, is the classics.
Now, Maddie, your blog where you review a lot of books, Maddie TV, I've read some of your reviews, and if you don't like the book, you don't finish it. I'm wondering how many books you get, and if you're reading books for reviewing. I mean, how many books are coming to you since you've started this blog, and are you getting a lot of attention from publishing companies now that they know what you're doing?
Well, I have gotten a lot of books. I haven't even read half of what I've gotten in the past year, which I feel really bad about, but I'm working my way through them. I actually work for several publishing companies. I've had to send in resumes, and I give them input on what I think should happen in their future novels and such. And it really has helped me get involved in the publishing industry, because that's what I want to do. I want to be part of that as a career. So I think it's a good start for me. I've gotten so many books, it's kind of a problem. But it's been a really great opportunity for me to have my blog.
So how do you choose which books you're going to read and then review for your blog?
It's kind of just one of those things. I'll read a book and I'll get into the genre. Like, I don't know, I'll read a contemporary novel. So I'll go through and I'll read whatever contemporary novels I happen to have at the time. It's just whatever I'm in the mood for, I pick up. Or if I get a really early copy of a book, then I tend to read that and send out my review. So I'm one of the first people to review it, and I get more readers on that certain review. It just is kind of a random choosing.
Well, Jasmine, how much young adult fiction do you read?
I pretty much exclusively read young adult fiction. Yeah. Thankfully, children's books are pretty quick and easy to get through when they come to me to review, or if I pick one up at a store or something. I can't tell you the last quote-unquote grown-up book that I read other than my Bible. I am a total YA fiction junkie, absolutely.
Well, Jasmine, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me.
And Maddie, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Jasmine Rockwell is Children's and Youth Services Coordinator at the South Dakota State Library in Pierre, and Maddie Myler is a 14-year-old Vermilion student who reviews young adult fiction and interviews some authors on her blog, Maddie TV.